Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are also hearing more about the coronavirus. Today, the largest union of registered nurses in the country is testifying to the House Oversight and Reform Committee about the need for more personal protective equipment for medical workers. Joining us now is Zini Cortez. She is the president of National Nurses United. She's also a nurse at Kaiser Permanente, South San Francisco's medical center. And Zini, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we had you on the show back in April talking about this very topic, a lack of adequate protections for nurses. Have conditions improved in any way?
Well, I'm sorry to say that it has not improved. And I think we are being faced with another problem because now we're being asked to reuse our N95s, also known as the respirator masks, and also whatever PPE we could reuse for the next patient and for the rest of our shift, we are being told to do so.
Wow. I mean, this probably will be a huge topic today as lawmakers on Capitol Hill hear more about concerns. We know that House Democrats included a section in their last stimulus package to ramp up more PPE production through the Defense Production Act, but the Senate has not taken this up yet, and this measure is not at this point expected to pass. What are you asking Congress to do to address these concerns?
Well, we have been asking the president to fully invoke the Defense Production Act. There are too many Americans who are out of work, and that if the industries and the factories can be mandated to produce N95s and also other PPEs that are needed to fight the coronavirus, then it would be good all the way around because people would have jobs. The frontline workers will be protected, and we will be preventing unnecessary deaths, and we will be protecting the public as well. It will do a lot of good for a lot of people.
What else are nurses worried about at this stage of the pandemic? I mean, I'm asking this with the realization, as I hear you speak, that we were having almost an identical conversation a few months ago.
Yes, that's true. And with the country reopening, we would see a surge of patients, you know, contracting the virus, because right now we do not have strict guidance on the prevention of the transmission of the disease. And people think that the pandemic is over, but it's not. It's still there. And so we're just afraid that with the influx of infected patients and with lack of PPE for us frontline workers, it would be a disaster waiting to happen.
The CDC is reporting that at least 379 healthcare workers have died of COVID-19 here in the U.S., but your colleagues actually think that number is much higher. What are you hearing?
We have found out as of June 5th that there are 914 frontline workers who have died, reported deaths that we could find through public records and internal tracking and obituaries. And out of that, 134 nurses are in that category. So it's just so concerning that all these deaths could have been prevented if only we were given the proper protective equipment to begin with. And again, with the influx, possibly the influx of patients coming in because of what's going on, reopening of the country, and also with all this protests going on, there might be an uptick of infected coronavirus patients coming in.
What is your final message to lawmakers about why it is vital to act at this moment?
Lawmakers should act now before it's too late. We are there for our patients, and Congress and lawmakers should be there for us. And all we are asking is provide us with the optimum personal protective equipment and we will do our jobs just like what we do now. We will do it safely and with love and care.
That's Zini Cortez. She is the president of National Nurses United. Zini, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.